You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back. We were just talking during the break. This is one of those shows. I said it earlier, I had a feeling, but now the feeling is becoming more solidified. This is going to be one of the shows we look back on at the end of the year and say this was a best of show for 2022. You've heard from Warren Balog. You've heard from Trey Garrison. Now you'll hear from our very good friend and regular guest and contributor, Tim Murdoch. Tim is a commentator and content creator in his own right over there at White Rabbit Radio.
An originator and not an imitator.
He is going to wrap up our coverage on Buffalo with some impressive observations, but because he is a commentator and content creator, he actually just got off his own broadcast, and so he didn't have the opportunity to hear what Warren and Trey said, and that's okay, Tim. If you cover some of the same ground, we'll just plow it twice. But how are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. I just got done with my own show, as you just said, and I was running a little bit late, as usual when you've got a show going on and things can happen, so it is what it is.
We'll forgive you this time.
Always happy to
No forgiveness needed.
Always happy to be with the legendary political cesspool.
Hey, thank you, Tim. I appreciate you. We share origin stories with Bob Whitaker and all of that. But yes, so the situation in Buffalo. Now, we're going to keep you for a full hour. And at the halfway point of this hour, we're going to pivot. We've been covering the heavy situation in Buffalo for the entirety of the show tonight. And at the halfway point of this hour, we're going to transition into something a little more fun and lighthearted. And I think the audience is going to kick out of that. What's actually happening is there's a group of TPC fans in Buffalo. Not Buffalo, I'm sorry.
In New York.
In New York, not in Buffalo.
Well, in New York, but not in New York, and Buffalo, New York.
Correct, in New York, who are having a good time tonight, and they wanted to call in, and they actually emailed me about this or contacted me very early in the day about this, and I said, you know what, that's actually a good idea. Rather than going the full 3 hours on this, let's do 2.5 hours, and then we'll keep Tim on, and we'll have a little bit of fun. So that's what we'll do. But before we get to that point, you know, talking about Buffalo, I know you're covering it, Tim. I know you're watching it. I know you're seeing the coverage. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I thought the most interesting point was that Buffalo came out and then they did their typical thing. They pivoted and they went after their big target now, which is, of course, is Tucker Carlson. And no sooner than they went after Tucker Carlson for talking about the great replacement, the pushback was enormous from across the spectrum of the right wing. You know, you guys always cry about the great replacement like it's not happening, but then you brag about it. Basically, the pushback came at such a mainstream level, was absolutely positively hilarious. Ann Coulter, read about the great replacement advocate Tim Weiss before certain cable news host discovered him on his own. To Weiss, the best way to kill the anti-Semitic trope of Jewish elites waging war against whites is to be a Jewish elite waging war against whites. This was the dialogue coming out, and of course, Tucker Carlson didn't back down, but we have basically mainstream Republicans who I don't really trust, but nonetheless, their message over the last week was, yeah, there's a great replacement, yeah, we're going to talk about it. You guys brag about it all the time.
Tim, you're on to something here.
Yeah, they were going to shut down talking about the great replacement by talking about it.
Well, you know, we've touched on this, but it's worth repeating, and I'm glad you're attacking this from this particular angle, because this was a comment that we made earlier in the program. Of course, we've gone over the statistics. We've gone over the proportion of the population by each race from 1960 to the current time, projected out to 2060. We've covered all of that. We've covered the fact that the majority of mass shooters and even racially motivated mass shooters are certainly not white. We've covered that. But I think you're onto something that is maybe the biggest takeaway here, and that is that when this new what it wasn't hate crime legislation. What was it? Well, terrorism.
Yeah. Domestic terrorism.
Domestic terrorism legislation. So it passed in the House, but every Republican voted against it, Tim. I think that is...
That's a watershed moment.
It just goes to show that the base of the Republican Party has been so radicalized through the years of Trump, where you had so much violence, so much anti-white violence being inflicted upon the population by
and
BLM.
Condoned by the left.
By BLM and Antifa terrorists that were completely excused and condoned. Yes, Keith, as you say. In the best sense of the word, the white Republican base has radicalized to the point now where you have millions of people who are on board with everything up to and including white nationalism.
And
I think 20 to 30%.
Even all of these Chamber of Commerce Republicans are getting on board.
20 to 30% of the Trump voters said they have a somewhat favorable to very favorable view of white nationalism. That is a loaded question, a loaded term. And if that many people are saying that, according to Pew Research Center and other establishment polling apparatus, that's numbers you can win with, Tim. And that's why I don't think this situation, whether it's real or imagined, is going to help the Democrats.
No, I mean, look, the point about the Buffalo shooter that no one's made is that, you know, his gun, obviously he might have been mentally disturbed or crazy. His gun had the victims of Lakosh on it. We don't know how much that motivated him. We don't know how much New York motivated him. Those are legitimate talking points because Whitaker used to talk about white rage. We could get in a scenario where there's a tit for tat. Typically, we're used to horrific crimes against whites that go unanswered by the establishment and everyone else. And then over the past 10, 15 years, we've seen more and more mainstream characters talking about this particular epidemic. And now, of course, you're having a certain responding back, maybe some young kid. You know, there was a time in this country where if you were under attack, your community was under attack. Well, everyone would go and confront the attackers and whatnot. And it seems like we're coming into one of those scenarios again, and we've got a lot of mentally unhinged people. So it's kind of a dangerous thing. But the biggest takeaway is the number of people aware of this particular issue of that I call white genocide. You know, what percentage of whites in America are aware of white genocide? It's a rising number. It's definitely a high number of Republicans, half, 50, 70%. I don't know. It's a big number, and they're just not. None of the games are working anymore. You can't have some big event and like, well, let's see if we can get their guns. None of that stuff is working at all on the average.
Him,
or even
Keith Alexander.
Yeah.
No. What I wanted to say is there's something fishy about the great replacement being his motivation. First of all, he shoots black people. Black people are not replacing white people.
All right, we
okay,
it.
Well,
we
no,
that.
I want to talk to him about it. I want to get his
response. We don't need to ask every guest about it.
Well, and then the other thing is that this manifesto is basically just a cut-and-paste job from the New Zealand shooter.
That's actually something, Tim, that you wrote. That's actually – we got to take a break, but that, Keith, is a good point, and that is something that Tim wrote or rather tweeted about that I retweeted and put in our blog entry entitled The Buffalo Collection, a collection of hot takes on the Buffalo situation at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We'll continue to explore it with Tim Murdoch.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Well, Keith, you mentioned this right before the last break, that this was something that Tim had mentioned as well. You wrote interesting with a collection of dots after the word interesting. It is confirmed that the Buffalo shooter, well, if we take their word for it, his apparent manifesto was a lazy copycat of Britton Tarrant's manifesto or his writings in the 2019 New Zealand shooting.
Have they hijacked this thing, Tim? Do you think that the left media wanted to talk about the Great Replacement and has hijacked what happened? Because we certainly haven't heard anything from the shooter about this, and I don't think you're ever going to hear anything from the shooter.
No, what they wanted to do was use that and to use, like, the ADL talking points and whatnot to run over and get rid of Tucker Carlson, but none of that worked and blew up in their face. You see, the problem with this young man and the white rage category is we won't know. We would have no way to know if he's crazy, which he obviously is a little bit off. You have to be off to walk around and do something like that. I mean, even the lone wolf, their philosophy, if you read it back to the 80s, they're talking about high-profile targets, not poor blacks. So there's something a little off. Then you have the copy-and-paste type thing, which could mean he's a little off mentally. He could mean he's lazy. Some people think it means it glows, meaning he works for the government. You see, the profile between crazy and glow would be pretty much the same. So from our perspective, we'll never know. The big takeaway is that the left came out all gung-ho, ready to do gun grabs, ready to do, you know, this big war on white supremacy and take Tucker off Fox News and to pretty much banish anyone talking about the Great Replacement. And you have a whole entire mainstream Republican push talking about Great Replacement, pointing things out. And
so it just backfired on them.
Yeah, it backfired in a big way. Too many people know, and they've laughed too many
Tim,
times.
Go ahead, Tim, and then I got a follow up. Go.
Yeah, I mean, there are too many people. They've laughed too many times. You know, it's the old thing. You know, there's no such thing as white genocide, but ha 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 ha. Yeah, you're going to be gone in 30 years. You know, too many people are calling that out now. Where one time it was, I haven't even had to say anything all week. That's my point. This type of thing is unusual.
Well,
this
is the point, Tim. And this is something that I raised earlier, so I'll raise it one more time. Your take on this, if you would. 7 years ago, when you had the Dylan Roof shooting, the national media focused on the Council of Conservative Citizens because it was alleged that Dylan Roof had once visited their website. Again, we don't know if he ever did. We don't know if he ever wrote a manifesto. I've never heard him admit that. I've never heard an interview with him. But let's just take their word for it for argument's sake. The CFCC was the primary focus in that whole thing. Now it's the Republican Party and Tucker Carlson. Do you take a little bit of hope in that the whites have woken up to such an extent that it's not just our community that's under attack now, it's the entirety of our people up to and including Fox News and the Republican Party? Go quickly, Tim.
It's impossible to tell whether they're not, they're just echoing talking points. You see, we're at this, we're at this point where the left was in, let's say, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, where you had radicals who pushed out radical messages like anti-racism and all this type of diversity bullshit. And then you have mainstream leftoids grabbing hold of it, and because they found there's a power in this spoken word. And now you're dealing with the reverse, where everyone sounds like us. It's just who's going to take action now. You know, that's where it comes down to. That's what I'm looking for next. Who's going to take action? Because this is well known. Our plight is well known. I mean, we're at, typically you only need 10%. We're way above that of critical mass.
Oh, you're at tens of millions. Tens of millions of white Americans.
And what do you attribute this to, Tim? What has caused us to grow like Topsy?
That's a good question.
Well, let me ask. Bob's vision was that we would marinate a generation in our particular message. And by marinating a generation in our particular message, we would start the rollback process. And that's what's happened. It, sound is vibration. All you have to do is put a message out there relentlessly over and over again at the right angle, and it doesn't matter whether – I mean, where would the 20th century be without the words racism and anti-Semite? Well, the 21st century is going to be the words white genocide and anti-white. That's what this is going to be about. But it starts – it's like a – you know, tonight I had on a guest by the name of Ryan Sanchez. He's one of the original Spanish he descends from some of the original Spaniards that settled places like New Mexico. Dark-haired, blue-eyed kid, right? 23 years old. He watched my animations when he was in seventh grade, and he's now openly activist. He started the Nationalist Network. He's out of the American First milieu, and he's off doing his own thing. He's openly pro-white, and they're taking over Orange County. This is the type of thing we're seeing. Just at multiple different levels, but it's message. If you get the message right, you're going to get a lot of other things right.
I agree with you 100%. Going forward, I'm looking at Jared Taylor, and I was emailing with Jared earlier this week. He told me that he was going to have an article coming out that touched on this topic, and sure enough, he did. Why there will be more Peyton Gendron. So let's look at this now from the angle that this was legitimate, that he wasn't stage managed by government operative, and that he just got fed up and frustrated with the way whites have been subjugated to derision and vilified throughout his entire life, and he actually did do this on his own accord, that there will be more disaffected young men, there will be more incidents like this. This is something that Trey Garrison touched on in the last hour. A serious nation, a serious government would say, why would somebody act like this, and what can we do to prevent it rather than exacerbating the situation? But what you're looking into the future, I do think that situations like this, to an extent, play into the hand of the enemy. But can they be avoided going forward, knowing how whites have been subjected to such
And who's the author of it? Is it the right or the left in reacting to it? Is he like Peter Finch in Network? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, is he being triggered by right-wing rhetoric and by visiting our websites, or is he being triggered by what the left is doing?
Probably by what the left is doing, but we have no idea, person by person. You know, Whitaker wrote a column called White Rage dealing with one of these events, and it was in 2015, 904-2015, because they went in and they actually interviewed Whitaker because Dylann Roof was from right near his hometown. And let's read White Rage, September 4, 2015. The black rage is their defense. Now, when a young guy in Charleston did his shooting, they instantly convicted me, which gave us lots of publicity. The guy who just did the Jewish center killings has just been convicted. At the beginning of his closing argument, he put up on the whiteboard that diversity is a code word for white genocide. But oddly enough, no one came after me. One explanation for this, now I'm reading Bob Whitaker's article in response to these particular incidents, right? Because he talked about white rage. One explanation for this, the same reason they put it off with CNN, they can't deal with me. But all this made me consider white rage. If a black man runs around killing white people, it's because of oppression. Now, if we have white guys out killing in the name of white genocide, it may be a warning. Isolated black killings of whites are the result of legitimate black rage. And blacks are angry, let's face it. So isolated killings in the name of genocide may mean that instead of stopping all discussion of white genocide, the white rage may indicate that's exactly what we need to discuss. Or are we going to just have people picking up guns? Question mark. At the moment, we've had very isolated incidents, two of them. But should we not consider white rage? There's no excuse for anyone just shooting other people on the basis like this, but it may signify that we're going to have to discuss the real issue, and that does not mean within the current bounds. So maybe we should start looking at these isolated killings as white rage and a warning. September 4, 2000.
All right, so that actually goes back to, what year was that written by Bob?
September 4, 2015.
All right, so that goes back a few years now. To Jared Taylor's summation there at Amren, there will be more Peyton Gendrons. I don't know if it's going to stop what's coming, what people see. It's certainly not going to be necessarily good for us, but well, this is something that a listener wrote. As the black comedian Chris Rock regularly jokes, I don't condone what he did, but I understand. Let's take a break with it. Let's let that be the final word for this segment. We'll be back with more Tim Murdoch right after this.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles, and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries. She moved to Western New York a decade ago to care for her brother as he fought leukemia. Robbie, as she was affectionately known, is being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. On Wall Street at the close on Friday, another losing week. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175. 8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The White House says that $40 billion aid package for Ukraine has been signed by President Biden. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The measure provides additional security and humanitarian aid for the country as it battles the ongoing Russian invasion. Biden signed the measure during his trip to Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 million will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed his country would not stop fighting until all Russian forces are expelled. The Ukrainian military claimed to push back on 11 attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and destroyed 8 tanks as well as other Russian combat vehicles. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has claimed to have captured Mariupol, the southern port city, nearly 3 months after it invaded Ukraine. There has been no confirmation on the capture from Ukrainian officials. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back, everybody. James Edwards, Keith Alexander. This is TPC. It's Saturday evening, the 21st evening of May 2022. And I want to thank our guest tonight, Tim Murdoch, who's on with us now. Previous hour, Trey Garrison, and kicking things off tonight, Warren Balog. Had the opportunity to meet Warren and Emily, his wife. And when she met me, she said, there's the OG and there's the OG, and that's you. So that, you know, we've been around for a while. You've been around for a while. People hear about you. Tim Murdoch's been around for a while, and Bob Whitaker, and we sort of cut our teeth in part with Bob, but Tim more than I, but Bob had a more than a few fingerprints on my development. Tim, we've got some callers from New York that we're going to get to. But before we shift, and I said when this gentleman contacted me earlier today and said we'd like to call in tonight, I said that's a great way to end the show. Let's end the show on a light and lively and a more upbeat note, because it's been a heavy show tonight talking about, you know, murders and talking about the situation as it's been presented to us. So we're going to shift gears and pivot and end things on a little bit more uplifting tenor. But before we do that, a final word to you, Tim, on the situation we've been covering tonight in Buffalo, and you're going to stay with us for the remainder of the hour, of course, but comment on that, a final word from you on that, and then plug all of your contacts.
Well, the final word is that, you know, mainstream Republicans are pushing back with rhetoric that actually, and intensity that actually surprised me, but it's a sign of the times. We're at saturation points. Now the only thing we need to do is people to start taking concrete action. You know, as far as immigration or just little signs of deportation or who knows. But if someone top down were to give the orders, there's a lot of people out there, even in elected office, that would be moving toward things, moving toward some type of action.
Oh, boy. Hey. You're actually on something right now, Tim, that I've said time and time again. You talk about women becoming obedient under the authority of a masculine male, but men want to be led too. And if you've got a guy who will rise to meet the time and the circumstance, a man who meets the occasion, I think that this thing could all turn much more quickly than you think. I think there has been millions of white marinating in the reality of our situation, and I think I don't think we're as far away from a dawn as people may believe. Very quickly, Keith, we got to go to these.
Okay.
These
what
folks.
It reminds me of is Ron DeSantis going after Disney. Basically, that's what happens when popular sentiment gets coupled with
yes.
governmental power.
Yes.
And I think we may be at that moment in time. Now on the broader issue of white rights and white advocacy and white oppression.
If white Republicans, elected officials will test the waters, I think they'll find that the time is now to dive in. Tim, answer that. Give us your contact information and then stick around for the rest of the hour. But your comment and then how people can follow your excellent work at White Rabbit.
Well, whiterabbitradio.net is the website, but whiterabbitradio.biz, you can get all my links, whiterabbitradio.biz. And, yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to be the spark, but that'll be in hindsight. And we've got all kinds of interesting organizations out there that have been forming ready to represent whites. And so I don't know what the catalyst is going to be. And, I starting out in this, we never know. We just look to affect people that are going to go on to affect people. But that is – we are picking up steam. We have imposed terminology writ large. And what that means in a political war, it means something like us is coming to power, period. And they're going to have to take action on our behalf. It isn't a matter of platitudes. There won't be any more of that. People are at the end they're at the end of the rope of tolerating that.
All right. Well, we'll pause the conversation there, or perhaps we'll continue it with Frank White, who is the king of New York. Frank is with us from New York with his merry band
posse.
It's merry posse, I guess we could say. Frank, you told me you wanted to call in tonight. You're big Tim Murdoch fans, and Tim said anytime fans of his want to call into TPC, we should allow it. So how you doing tonight, Frank?
James, can you hear us?
I hear you fine, buddy.
We got all this background restaurant noise in the background. Can you hear us okay?
We hear you clear, brother.
Oh, that's fantastic. James, I don't know if your audience knows, but this is Frank White.
No, okay. I might have mispronounced that. The King of New York, though, you are, right? Am I right about that?
That's not the King of Queens, but the King of New York.
Yeah, the whole state.
My friend, that is 100% correct. This is Frank White, the King of New York. We are having just a hell of a night tonight. We are calling you from Katz's Deli and Restaurant in Lower Manhattan. We're good friends with the owners of Katz's. No kidding. I'm not going to use swear words like Tim Murdoch because we don't do that on the AM radio waves, Tim Murdoch. We don't use swear words. So we're going to just say we're at Katz's Deli and Restaurant because we know the owners. It's one of our favorite restaurants. We are here tearing it up. We're having a great time. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I've always told people we're big with the Jewish folks in New York. They love us. We're doing great. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You're big Tim fans. Don't make a liar out of me. You love Tim.
Now, if you're talking about Tim Murdoch, you're talking about the guy who can't stop talking about that Whitaker guy, number one. Number two, he's always talking about anti-racist Hitler, and then he's talking about White Rabbit Radio. Are you talking about that, Tim Murdoch? And you, and also
the
he uses,
very one.
Also, he uses swear words on the AM radio waves. That guy? Is that who you mean?
That the very one. Yeah. Well, he only used one, but that's okay.
We love him. He's our absolute favorite. We love a lot of guys, and I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But we love Tim Murdoch, and we love how he's great. We love him.
Well, why don't you say hello to Tim and maybe even ask Tim a question? We're going to keep you Frank and your merry band for the rest of the program. Why don't you say hello to Tim and tell Tim how you're doing tonight and be quick get a question in with a couple of minutes remaining in this segment.
Yeah, like I said, I can't say how much we love Tim and all that. And we also have another guy. Your audience is going to love this. We got a guy. He goes by – get ready for this. He goes by Matt the Copperhead.
He finally surfs. He's like what the great white whale. He goes down to the bottom of the sea and comes up in a month. And
well, you can thank Frank White for rounding up Matt the Copperhead. We also got our good friend Sheldon over here. He's with us. Say hi, Sheldon.
Hey, how's everybody doing in Radio Land? How you doing?
Put down the chopped liver for a minute.
They're doing great, man. Is Joe the Moyle there?
Well, I tell you what, that guy sounded like a character actor on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
That last accent, I like that.
Yeah.
We got any Frankie Valli fans up there. Right? Do we got any, hey, Frank, do we got any Frankie Valli fans up in New York tonight? Ask your crew.
Oh, forget about it. New York City, North Jersey, Connecticut. Frankie
James
Valli.
Is the South's greatest Frankie Valli fan. Forget about Elvis. It's all about the Four Seasons.
Have we got any Four Seasons fans? Frank, tell me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Sherry.
Walk
like
Big
a
Girls
man.
Don't Cry.
Ragdoll.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
So listen, I got two right. things to say right now because – I'm hearing the co-host right now, right? Is that Keith Alexander, the co-host?
That's me. That's me.
All right, listen. Keith, I got a message from you for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
I got a message. It's for
you. I hope I am.
And it's from – no, it's for you. Elena Mercer called me. She said she needs to come back on the show again because she called me. She said, Frank White, I need to get back on the cesspool again because – Keith Alexander didn't give me a fair shake at the first interview.
Yeah, hold on right there.
You called me the white Al Sharpton.
Yeah, well, you know, Tim, we had a thing with Atlanta Mercer. Take a break there, Frank, 1 second. We had this thing, Tim. Atlanta Mercer was coming. Oh, she liked myself and Bill Rowland. This goes back in the day. She called Keith the negative image of Al Sharpton, and then, you know, we couldn't.
Yeah, right. She couldn't She couldn't stop talking about me for several weeks. I think she's gotten over it now. But
now, that was a long time ago. But I tell you, do you have this kind of fun on White Rabbit, Tim? You have more fun than this.
Yeah, well,
go,
I don't
Tim.
Know.
I don't know. The guest said I was swearing on AM radio. I never recall swearing on AM radio, but I have cursed a time or two. Especially at the end. Things happen, but I don't know. No one's ever called in from Katz's Deli, at least not yet. At least not yet.
I wonder. Hey, let me tell you something. I wonder, Tim, if that's where they're really at. I'm going to need to see photo documentation.
Where is that? Hell's Kitchen, or is it in the Lower East Side?
Don't pay to find out. Hey, I want to talk to Tim Murdoch. Okay. I want to talk to Tim. I want to talk to Tim about a couple of things, and we'll get back to Frank and the crew there in New York, wherever they may be. Tim, stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Brave. That's what Steve Womack called the man who murdered an unarmed Trump supporter. Womack hates Trump, but loves China. COVID killed millions of Americans, and Walmart's bag boy Womack carries water for China in D.C. Womack calls Trump fans extremists, says Trump was soundly defeated. We should accept the results. Womack blamed Trump for January 6th, voted for Pelosi's witch hunt, and says Trump supporters are un-American and unpatriotic. Steve Womack is a disgrace.
I'm Neil Kumar, and I approve this message.
Well, that's the third and final time we'll be able to play that before the primary election there in the third district, the third congressional district of Arkansas. And Neil Kumar actually just texted me a few minutes ago and said, could you please read this statement to the audience with Tim Murdoch here? And that is this from Neil Kumar. The white race, the white South, I'm going to read it verbatim. The white South is under siege. As the Great Replacement rages on, the traitors who claim to represent us shovel our birthright into the fire of hell as fast as they can, picking the carcass clean. On Tuesday, that is Tuesday, May the 24th, if you're in the 3rd Congressional District of Arkansas, you have a chance to retire one of those traitors and replace him with me. Neil has texted me. Arkansas has a chance to have real representation, to have a voice in D.C. for the first time. Thank you to everyone who has supported me and placed their trust and confidence in me. Win or lose, I will never let you down. Whatever happens is God's will. But please do pray for my, our victory. My life is devoted forevermore to the Southern people. They will not replace us. We will not go gentle into that good night. That is a comment from congressional candidate Neil Kumar running in the Republican primary against Deep State Steve Womack, as he calls him, in Arkansas's 3rd Congressional District. That primary election day is on Tuesday of this week, coming up the 24th of May. Tim, your reaction to that? I know you've heard a lot about Neil. I'd like to get your take.
I'm interested to see what happens. I expect the people looking to represent whites to come out of the woodwork. It's going to be like an overnight thing. Everyone's going to be sounding like us and then finally acting, you know, like, okay, we've got to do this. We've got to pass these laws. Well, there's enough laws on the books. We've got to start deporting illegal immigrants, you know, so on and so forth, et cetera. No, I expect this is it's a sign of the times. The pressure is mounting. I'm curious to see what his final numbers look like. I don't know what's he polling at right now? Cause I have not paid attention to the polls. Can the polls be trusted?
I haven't seen, you know, that's a good question, Tim. I haven't seen any polls in that race. I don't know if any have been
cheated in 2020. Why wouldn't they cheat on this one?
Well, here's the thing though. Even if he doesn't break through this time, you know, I ran for the state legislature and lost, and it paved the way for me to get into the radio. If I hadn't run an election and lost, there would never have been a political cesspool. So there can be doors that open when other doors shut that wouldn't have been opened otherwise. But what I'm going to say is, even if he doesn't break through this time, they are having to spend their ordinance on him. He is getting coverage, and he is bringing these issues. I mean, if you go to his website, neilforarkansas.com, there's nobody that's putting it better, and certainly nobody that's running for office. So it's very interesting. He's texting me just earlier this hour, asked if we'd read it, and certainly we have, and we played that ad a couple of times. It's going to be airing across the country and even in on Tucker, I believe, for that Arkansas 3rd Congressional District. So, Tim, also a listener asked, you had a good comment on this in the break. Not a lot to say about this, but Randy Weaver has passed away. We remember, of course, Randy Weaver of
Ruby Ridge,
his wife and very young child, gunned down by the government. He's passed away. And I think what you said during the break, Tim, is all that's needed, you know, to Randy, the kingdom of heaven. But your thoughts, Tim?
I think Randy will prove in for history books as a catalyst to awareness of government overreach and really how the U.S. government planned on treating white dissidents of any stripe. It was definitely one of those cases where it brought a lot of attention. Think about how many militias formed and just over, you know, concern over the government, you know, storming everybody after that. And I don't know really what else to say other than, you know, he brought awareness. That case brought awareness of government overreach. That it's not just a fringe thing. Here they went after a guy and shot his wife, and it's just, you know,
that was really the first thing, wasn't it?
Well, I think him and the
that
branch
was before the Branch Davidians.
Yeah, well, the Branch Davidians, yeah. You know, you could say it was a religious cult. You know, you could go down a couple different angles. They could spin that. There was no spinning the Randy Weaver type thing.
Right. Exactly.
Well, in any event, we were asked, and so we have granted or, you know, certainly agreed wholeheartedly to eulogize or memorialize Randy Weaver, the passing of Randy Weaver, and, you know, God bless
his family.
Make him
to be numbered with thy saints.
Tim, give us a snapshot before we toss it back to our friends in New York, a snapshot on what's to come over there at White Rabbit Radio, whiterabbitradio.biz, am I right?
Yeah, well, you can get all our links there.
I
live stream a couple times a week, and then we're on the paywall.
God bless him.
A few times a week. But I pretty much am producing content nonstop all summer. So you can check us out. Again, whiterabbitradio.biz, you can get to it. We live stream on Odyssey on Tuesdays and Saturdays. So
I wasn't wrong about it.
It's a fantastic show. I've been on there a few times. Of course, Tim, always a regular guest here. Who are some of the guests you've had on recently, and who are you going to have coming up as we head into the Memorial Day and summer to come?
Well, I took a break off for guests for a while. I've had on Warren Baylog before he was even Warren Baylog, back when he was Captain Ahab. I had on Mr. Ryan Sanchez, Culture War Trippin'. Who is a very interesting young fellow out in California. And I plan on having a whole lineup to come. I don't have any, for once, I don't have any guests booked because I've been painting. And so I'm taking a bit off from guests. But Ryan Sanchez, I've had on the king of YouTube, Andy Worski, for a discussion just recently. I've had on Sam Dixon was on.
Yes, I remember talking to you about that.
All kinds of different people, and I'll have on a whole lineup to come as well when I get back into interviewing, probably coming into July. But I'm doing monologues on News and Views until then. We'll definitely get on, James. I'll hustle you and make you get on. We'll get.
You never have to hustle hard.
Yeah.
The hard, brother, but I'm always thankful when you come on here. It's a cross-collaborative type of situation we've got, cross-pollination. And, folks, Tim is really one of the very best commentators we've got. That's why I wanted him on this particular show to address Buffalo. WhiteRabbitRadio.biz, that's .biz for Tim Murdoch. And you can follow the White Rabbit right down over there. And, Keith, a quick one to you, and we'll toss it back to our friends.
You said you're painting. Have you pulled a page out of the Hunter Biden book? You're going to be selling paintings for exorbitant prices? What's going on?
Unfortunately, no. I just had there's some stuff around the house that had been put off. And it was time to get after it. And we've got I actually got the bulk of it done, but I had to take a schedule out. I had to take a schedule out. Interviewing, as you guys know, take a lot to set up. It's almost a full-time job setting it up. If you start talking about even one show a week with a few commentators on it, it's a nightmare to set up. It's a full-time job. So I took a time off from interviewing. Because Odyssey, the live streaming that I'm on, as well as YouTube, but live stream, Odyssey especially has a lot of new things coming up at the end of June. So I thought I took some time off and paint around the house, actually.
Well, it's like the book of Ecclesiastes says in the Old Testament, to everything there is a time and a season, a time to paint and a time to grant interviews. And
paint the house.
Let's go back to Tim Murdoch, WhiteRabbitRadio.biz. Let's go back to our friends in New York who I hope have still been waiting patiently, Frank White and his crew there who are big Tim Murdoch fans and TPC fans alike, and Neil Kumar and, well, you know, the whole collective. How you doing, guys?
Eating those big corned beef sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah, cats
well,
is deadly.
We like pastrami. James, can you hear us okay?
Sure.
I hear you clear.
That's fabulous. Yeah, I had a pastrami Reuben. Matt the Copperhead, he had some matzo ball soup. The whole crew, we love this. This is one of our favorite places. But, yeah, thanks for having us on the show. We're having a great time. A couple things I want to tell you. You know, God bless Randy Weaver. God rest his soul. Great American. Before Cass's Deli, we hit some anti-war protests and Union Square in the city. We're going to hit some nightclubs after that. But very important, you know, this message can't be stressed enough. You know, we need to talk about 90% solutions and 10% problem. A lot of times we want to talk about the problem 90% of the time and the solution 10% of the time. No good. Got to reverse that. Got to talk about the solution 90% of the time and the problem 10% of the time. Number two. You got to get Mike Enoch on your show. James, with you and him on the show, it's going to be more than the sum of you two's parts. It's going to be great, and that's I'm looking forward to that. You got to make that happen one day, and it's overdue. Make it happen. Also, James, Israel is a terrorist apartheid country. They need to pay us back every cent we ever lent them with interest. Also, and I got more, James. Frank Watt has more. We're going to win this thing before 2040. And you want to know why? Because we got to win this thing so Eddie and Keith can be a part of it. That's very important. They got to see us winning this thing. So we're winning it before 2040. All right? And last but not least, most importantly, the Beatles suck. God bless you. Thank you again. You're the best.
Hey, Frank. You made the show. You made us laugh to beat the blues on a heavy night. And I like what you said there, brother. And Godspeed to you and Matt the Copperhead. We'll talk again soon. Got to do it before 2040 so Keith can enjoy it. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Tim Murdoch, my friend. Final word to you, brother. What do you got?
I'll be live Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Check us out.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, WhiteRabbitRadio.biz. You can get all of Tim's link tree there. It's raining there on his screen. It's a beautiful thing. He's all over the place. And one of our best Commentator is one of our best voices for our movement and a damn good friend. For Keith Alexander, for Tim Murdoch, for Frank and his crew there in New York, for Trey Garrison and Warren Baylog, all contributors tonight on TPC. Tim, we love you, buddy. Talk to you again soon. I'm James Edwards. Good night. Talk to y'all next week.